Well, good morning, everybody. I think we've all noticed that our numbers are down a little bit today, but it's due to a lot of sickness going around. And so I thought we could start out today by praying for everybody that's sick, whether they're almost better or just coming down with something, whatever their state might be, and for everybody that has some kind of a procedure this week, because I know at least two or three people in our little family that's medical procedures coming up this week. So I wonder if, Mary Jo, would you mind praying for us, please? You did such a great job when we were praying earlier. I thought, I'm going to get her to pray for us.
Oh, Lord God, we praise you. We thank you, Father. You choose to dwell in us, Lord. You choose to surround us. Most of the time, Lord, we think about it and we just don't know why or how. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, thank you. And Lord Jesus, we praise you. You have the name that is above every single name. You have the name above sickness and disease and infirmity. And so in Jesus' name, we speak to infirmity, sickness, and disease. We command you to leave each person's body in this building and our loved ones' bodies, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over each person. We speak God's peace, God's healing, and wholeness over each person in this building and each person not here today. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you that nothing surprises you, Lord. You know the end from the beginning. We thank you. We pray your spirit upon us in this church, Lord. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, amen. Good job. Brad, I wonder if I can put you on the spot and ask you to pray for all of our veterans that have served and are here amongst us.
Do we have, I know we have a couple. Do we have any? Raise your hand if you're a veteran who served. All right. It's three. Four. And Lee. So we got four for sure. Lord, we just pray over these gentlemen. We just pray in their further life beyond the military. We pray health and wealth and a peace in you, Lord, and we stress that peace. Lord, we thank you for each and every person that has ever walked a line, ever stood a post, and ever served in the military of this country, in the protection of it. And Lord, we thank you especially for our people in this fellowship, and as well our extended family and all of the military people who serve now and who have served in the past. We thank you for them, bless them, and touch them in a special way today. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
So let's take a second and just say good morning to each other, and then we'll continue on. Well, good morning again. So hopefully everybody got a bulletin. I just want to encourage you, grab a bulletin and put it on the fridge or put it somewhere at home so that you can keep track of everything that's going on. I just want to draw your attention to the middle in the back with the calendar week. That's the writing's in white and the background is in black. That's all the stuff that's coming up this week. And so you can see on the 19th, on this coming Friday, we have game night, 6:30 till 9. Bring your favorite snack, and if you have a game that you really love, bring it in. We've got a lot of games here already, but if you got a favorite and you think we might not have it, bring it on in. I have another announcement that's actually not in the bulletin, but I think it's pretty important, and that is Sue and Brian Patterson. Today is their 35th wedding anniversary. Wow. Wow. Who'd have thunk, huh? Man, praise God for his goodness. So Denise Buck, I hear that you have a testimony. Someone just told me that you have a great testimony to share. Is that true? Huh? Yeah. Yeah. The righteous are bold as a lion, right? That's what the Bible says.
Well, the last month, Mike's been talking about getting into the Word, more into the Word, more into the Word. Okay, yeah. I've been really doing that. And then at our life group at Andy and Denise's, a couple weeks ago, we did a thing where Lois, what was his name? I want to say. Yeah, it was getting out of my comfort zone, but the guy that was talking about different things, and then we brought that up as a topic. We talked before and after. Because I was just in a comfort zone before, because I was wanting to, yes, I do pray before I go to work every day in the hospital parking lot, go early. I've done this. At night, do devotional in the morning, and at nighttime, read from the Bible a little bit. And it's like I got out of my I was in a comfort zone. It's like I was looking for more, and I was looking for more. Well, I brought that up, not thinking, okay, it's not gonna be cool or whatever. Anyway, and so they said, okay, we'll pray for you to get out of your comfort zone and stuff like that. And I basically the main time was at the hospital, so I actually go in the side door at the hospital. I don't go in the front doors. I go in the side door because then I can just swipe my badge and go around to my thing. And so that morning, it was a Wednesday night, Thursday morning, I went there. And my badge would not work. It would not activate for the door to open for me. And, because I was going to go there, and I thought, God, not today. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to do it today, God. And I just can't get out of my comfort zone today. I just couldn't feel it. And then all of a sudden, it didn't work. So I had to go through the front doors. And there was a guy there. And he I hadn't seen him too much before. But I had seen him, but not really too much. We started talking and everything like that, And I commented on a pin he had. He had praying hands on the top of his thing, So I thought that's something, or he earned it from St. Mary's. I wasn't sure. And, and I said, well, I really like this, and blah, blah, blah. And then we started talking, and half of it I don't even remember because it, blocked me out. And then we were talking about what things that, that I could pray for him for. And he said a couple of these things, and he, one of the things was for his mom. And I said, well, I can pray with you, Yeah. And I can't even believe I did that. But anyway, we went behind the elevators at St. Mary's, and there's, a couple rooms back there, And so I did that. And so we prayed and everything. And then, I came back out, told him to have a good day and blah, blah, blah. Well, the next day I thought, well, I'm not even going to try the side door. I'm going in the front door because I did it yesterday. I'm going to see what I can find today. I was positive about myself. So then I went in there, and here he sits again. And he's there. And I said, hey, how are you? How was your day yesterday? He said, good, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, to make a long story short, he goes to me, he goes, you going to pray with me again today? And I said, yeah. So then we went and prayed and everything, and then come to find out when we went back, he went back to his station and I was getting ready to go to mine. He doesn't usually work at the front doors either. He usually works on the other side of the hospital at the screening station over there. And for this 3 days, for the end of the week, he was going to be there. And I just thought, that's just really something different and something that I felt. I felt I was really doing good, reading the Bible, doing this, and talking to people about it when I wanted to talk to people about it, not when I was, and I thought that was just a basic, comfort zone, even with my kids. And I just thought, I just want to encourage everybody to get out of their comfort zone, because it does really, and, you can read the Bible, and you can read the Bible, but getting actually into it is, that's my goal right now.
That's a good one, Denise. Anyone else have a testimony? Well, can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your presence in our lives, Lord. There's lots of things and stuff and even people we can thank you for, but most of all, we want to say thank you to you for bringing us into your life and for you being in our life. We praise and exalt you, Lord. Thank you for this offering we're taking up today. Would you please multiply it and bring your name glory and bring your kingdom in measurable ways right here in Newhall and in Wyoming. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team, come on up when the baskets go by you.
Everyone, you ready to come into the presence of the Lord in worship and praise? Will you stand? I'm ready.
I just had a good drink.
Are you ready? We're going to start out with a video today. The House of the Lord.
We worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He withstood the raging seas. He is God. He holds the victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We sing to the God who heals. We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. Cause he opened up from that cross, then he rose up from that grave. Our God is still rolling stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Now God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. We were the beggars. Now we're royalty. We were the prisoners. Now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. Because we were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We were forgiven, accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We we shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Hallelujah. Come over us. Come rest on us. rest on us. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Come, Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Come, Holy Spirit, come rest on us. You're all we want. You're all we want. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you move here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Calm down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise.
I want to come back and do that song, but I just want to share a couple testimonies. You guys share testimonies with each other, and you guys get bits and pieces, but oftentimes I'll get the connecting dots, and it's just amazing. So on the last Sunday of October, you guys came and laid hands on me and prayed for me, Pastor Appreciation Sunday. And on that Sunday, all of that happened, and the testimonies and you guys shared, and then you guys prayed for me, and then I was preaching, and during my sermon, I called Angie Gates up, and she shared how the Holy Spirit had fallen on her, or how she had seen that vision of, like, the Spirit coming through and amongst us, and then the fire coming on each one of us. Unbeknownst to any of us, Angela Ingalls, while beforehand that, while we were all up here and you guys were praying for us, praying for me, she looked down her hand, she saw fire on her hand. And so that's the stuff that's been happening just the last couple weeks. Now last Sunday, that was 2 weeks ago, last Sunday, 1 week ago, Angela was out in the foyer talking to a couple of ladies there, Cindy and Natalie, and she laid hands on them and prayed for them. And I'm told that they both were physically laughing out loud after she got done praying for them. And so when we sing about the joy of the Lord and how it's tied into the Holy Ghost, this is that, amen, what we're singing about. And so sometimes we think about the fire of the Holy Spirit. It's, you know, now I got to go out and act like I'm some super evangelist, or I got to empty the hospital and I go there and pray for everybody. Everybody gets healed. It's like a lot of the time God gives us his Spirit for our own edification. It's enough for God for us to be full of joy. We don't have to go out and walk on water or raise the dead. We are God's best. He gives us his best for us to enjoy it. So as we sing the song, let's expect the joy of the Lord to fall on us. Amen? Yeah. Not because any of us earned it. Hallelujah. It's because we're born again, we're saved by grace, and God loves us extremely, over the top, crazy love. And I believe he's going to fill us with joy this morning. Oh, thank you, Lois.
We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors, the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory.
Yes,
there's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out his praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise.
There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise.
We sing to the God who heals.
We sing to the God who saves. We sing to the God who always makes a way. 'Cause he hung upon that cross, then he rose up from the grave. My God, still rolling stones away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Of the Lord, joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise.
So I was just hearing Mike, and I had been feeling that the second song too, like the Lord is speaking to us today too. I'm a friend of God. I think that's where the joy comes from. Like being excited that we are friends of God, and that it doesn't matter what our week looked like. It doesn't matter any of that. All of these songs point to what he's done so that we can have that relationship with him. And we can have that joy because he's our friend. And just like Mike was talking about, like at the football game, and he, last week, it's like he wants people to know. We need to like make that response and be excited about when he's telling us we are his friends, that we're sharing, we're happy. We receive that with a shout of joy on this side.
Okay. Oh, awesome. Go for it.
I want to tell you the rest of the story about what Mike talked about. I woke up one night and remembered something that happened to me as a child. I remember going with my dad to my grandma's house. He was visiting her. She was alone, and she had heart problems. And we went in, and my dad called Mother, Mom, and got no answer. And as a little child, I thought, oh, she's dead. Well, she wasn't. She was asleep on the sofa and didn't hear us. But that put in me a root of fear that I've carried all my life. And that's what was healed in this experience.
Wow.
Cindy prayed and, yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Natalie. Man, the rest of the story, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. I don't think we have any kids here today, so it looks like the Chosen's Church teachers are stuck listening to me today.